Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good morning. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Let's not waste too much time. Let's go to the phones. Pastor Brent in L.A. Yes, sir.
About revolution and what's going to happen. You know, I want to talk about the fact that there's other weapons besides guns that people can use if they have to. Like, for example, improvised weapons. If somebody, you can surprise somebody with a kitchen knife, now you got an assault rifle or something. But there's other stuff besides impact weapons, like gas. Like, you can take things from under your sink, and you can make mustard gas, and you can take wasp spray that sprays 20 feet. And if you hit somebody with that, it's going to stop their breathing. So, I don't mean to sound violent, but... You know, the writing, I'm serious. The
well, violence begets violence, you know. I mean, and chance favors the prepared mind as far as knowing where to go and what to get and how to improvise things. I've got no issues with that. There's nothing wrong with being prepared, you know.
And being violent if you have to be. I mean,
right.
There's coming a point in this country where there already is a huge divided line, you know. I don't like the race thing, but there's that, and then there's the political thing, and we're divided on every front in this country, but yet we expect a better future and stuff, and it's sad because, I mean, I'm 27, okay?
Yeah.
People my age are, we've been sold down the river. We have $500 quadrillion in derivatives that we have been fraudulently contracted to by the communist government, and... You know, there's going to be a revolution. No, one way or another. I don't care if they have MRAPs. I don't care if they have machine guns and dogs and whatnot. No, but you know what? There was, in World War II in different places, the history books never seem to talk about the resistance and how the guerrilla warfare folks terrorized the government. And that's exactly
And that's exactly the way it would go here if it comes down to the guerrilla warfare. Now, just so you know, you're not in bad company. Gandhi once said, where there's only a choice between cowardice and violence, I would advise violence.
I would too, but you know what? What's coming on? I mean, it says in the Bible that the fearful, the cowards, you know, they're going to the lake, but you know what? There's a difference between being afraid and being a coward, you know? It's what you do with the fear and stuff, and the public here, I mean, I know that the British had more advanced weaponry than we did, you know, in our revolution and stuff. But the idea is, you know, we had the French eventually, but they took a long, long time to get over here. And the reality is we used guerrilla war. And those people that started the revolution, there were 39 of the original signers were very, very godly people. And they had military training, and they said enough. There was a tipping point, and that's what's going to happen. They're trying to do gun grabs. They signed us on to a UN treaty. They have a lot of stuff. So what do they expect is going to happen? I mean, they already killed 70-some-odd people in Boston trying to do gun grabs. So, I mean, come on. I mean, they've declared war on us. I mean, what are we left to do? I mean, and I know that you have to have faith and stuff, but at what point do you use your God-given rights to self-defense? Because they obviously don't care about anything except for their money. They look at us like cattle, so...
I mean, yeah, and that's a question I've asked myself a few times, too.
It's coming. You know, but...
I think it's just one... It would be an incident along the lines of the L.A. riots or Katrina,
I think.
And then I think it would spread... I think it would spread. But I'm thinking it's going to be what I was very concerned about this happening when it first, you know, when Connecticut passed their law and they made 100,000 plus new felons. I thought that was going to be where it started, and to a certain degree, maybe even in New York State. But I'm just waiting to see what happens. But if you'll notice, if you go back looking last year at the Bundy Ranch,
yep.
When they decided to, when there was advance notice of what was about to happen, there was a face down. You know, there was an eyeball to eyeball confrontation there.
And there were special forces soldiers on our side that came back from the war.
Sure.
Marine.
Yeah, the Special Operations Vet community has already sent a letter to the White House, I think a couple of years ago, saying, we know what you're trying to do, and if you try to do it, we'll do what we're trained to do.
Absolutely. You know, the other thing is, though?
What's that?
I mean, there's people that did these Black Hawk missions in Vietnam where they just go in the jungle with a Rambo knife, and they take out a bunch of Russian Spetsnaz and a bunch of gooks and whatnot. And what happened is, I mean, they come out with all kinds of artillery, and the reality is they're still around. There's so many people that have been shafted by the VA and have been doped up. And I hate these stupid slogans of people wearing their shirts that they chuckle at it. I'm a veteran. I'm medicated for your protection. That's disgusting. You know what the fact is? I mean, they're just waiting. They still have their M16 from Vietnam in their house or their shotgun or whatnot. And they're waiting for their rights to be upheld. And it's coming to a point when Uncle Sam keeps making us promises and stuff, but he's not going to keep them. And you know what? They're going to have a very bad day. And plus, look,
don't ever confuse this government with Uncle Sam. Uncle Sam is an ideal. Uncle Sam still exists. He's been prostituted.
Yes, he has, actually. He's also been shot up with fraudulent heroin money.
Sure,
you know?
Sure. So don't confuse the ideal of America with what it is.
Yeah, it's become a nightmare, and you know, this is a sin. This is because of our sin and our apathy, and it boils down to idolatry. We used to be a godly common law country, but what happened is, you know, now our government is our God, because most people actually worship the government. And they love it, you know, and I mean...
Well, they love it as long as the entitlements keep coming.
Well, you know what the funny thing is? You know, I'm on welfare, quote-unquote, while I go to college. You know what the thing is? I'll be honest. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but I think this whole thing that, you know, generationally, you know, you're on it for 30, 40 years and stuff, okay, you know, that's really a sad thing, and especially the illegal immigrants, you know. I think that, you know, what there should be more opportunities, and I think education should be free, but I think that, you know, you should do something, you know, to better your life, because the welfare, it's nothing to live off of, a fixed, you know. I mean, you should want something better, you know. I mean, even if you make minimum wage, you make double what I take home, but, you know, even that's a blessing nowadays from the Lord, and, you know, you just try to have a better life. And I hate these people that say, oh, taxes, oh, my gosh. Oh, you're taking from somebody else. I'm like, well, you know what? All of our money goes to the Federal Reserve anyway. It goes to offshore banks and London bankers. So, I mean, that's another gripe I have with that. But it's coming down to the wire, man. It's going to be – there's going to be war if they don't want to – they don't do what they want to do. But Dmitry Duderman prophesied it. Russia's going to take us down in 1 hour with Venezuela and Cuba and all little communist guys. And the communists inside this country are going to be the ones that incite the revolution anyway.
Well, I'll tell you, we're about to run out of time, so I'm going to tell you that this really, really quick, okay? Logistically speaking, the United States is a very formidable target to take down.
Oh, easily.
No. Not it is not easily done. The power grid is easily done. But the country itself is not easily taken down. So don't believe everything you see out there. Taking down a country is actually a very, very tough nugget to crack. But thank you very much for the call. Stay safe. All right, we'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming up second hour from the Firearms Coalition will be Chris Knox. We're going to be talking about what's going on in the advocacy out there today. Tomorrow, an hour with Uncle Ted. Ted Nugent returns to Lock and Load. Which would be sort of, well, yeah. The guy that actually got him on the show in the first place is in the chat room right now, Jay. yesterday was April 1st, April Fools. Does anybody remember when ISIS and Al-Shabaab and everybody else was threatening the Mall of America and shopping malls in the United States? And Jay Johnson of the Department of Homeland Security didn't say that they were going to turn up, that we were going to turn up security or anything, or go, hey, carry a gun with you everywhere you go. He just said, be aware. But did you notice that the following weekend or the following week, we did not see a headline, Mall of America has massive loss of sales due to threats from ISIS? And do you want to know why? That's because nobody stopped going to the Mall of America, even though there was a threat out against it. Yesterday, The Atlantic published a column claiming armed law-abiding citizens undercut the rule and put officers, police officers in greater danger. They tried to substantiate these claims by suggesting guns outside the home via concealed and or open carry actually lead to social consequences where citizens must fear their armed neighbors. So, let me ask you a question. When you go about your day, as you're looking around, if you look around at people around you, what are they doing? You know what they're doing when I look at them? They're not looking to see if they see a gun printing on my side. They're looking at their phone. Or they're looking at their computer, or they might be looking at their tablet, or their girlfriend or boyfriend. Occasionally, some of them are actually watching where they're going. But nobody gives a rip whether I'm carrying a gun or not. Except The Atlantic. Now, according to The Atlantic, because we live in fear of each other, this lowers the threshold for acceptable insults. And this means that everybody's walking around worried that they're going to say the wrong thing at any given time. I don't walk up to... Do you walk up to somebody you don't know and go, hey, hey, derogatory term. You sure look funny today. Did your mom dress you? You know, do you do that to anybody you don't know? And when you do speak to somebody, are you worried that you're going to get shot? That an armed person is simply going to, hi there, I'd like a latte with extra foam. Hey, is that a real good, do you think that's what's happening? They also, The Atlantic also says the tension is heightened because stand your ground laws are passed. In addition to concealed and or open carry laws. Once that happens, all bets are off. You have to ask yourself, what happens if you become a target for a would-be George Zimmerman? See, the biggest malfeasance here is that anybody gets paid a salary at The Atlantic. They then turn to the NRA argument that American safety is ultimately the responsibility of each individual American. They mock the NRA contention that we live in a dangerous world where the government can't or won't protect you by suggesting the police really do arrive pretty fast, relatively speaking, once you dial 911. They try to back this up, claiming police arrived on the Aurora movie theater 90 seconds after being called. Here's a question for the Atlantic, and anybody that might disagree with me, but if I show up and I've got plenty of ammo, and my intent is to kill a bunch of people, and I'm surrounded by people, and I have 90 seconds to go from start to finish before anybody's going to be able to try to stop me. How many people do you think I can kill? Because I can tell you right now, it's going to be a lot. It's going to be a shocking number. It's going to be a horrific number, because I'm going to be shooting unimpugned for 90 seconds in a big, I'm going to be in the fish with the water, in the water with the fish swimming, shooting outwards into the fish. The Atlantic also tries to show the alleged foolishness of the NRA's push for personal responsibility by claiming police arrived at Sandy Hook Elementary within 3 minutes of the first police radio broadcast of the attack. Once again, Atlantic, how many people do you think somebody that wants, that's their purpose, can, how many people do you think somebody can kill in 180 seconds? The answer is as many as he wants to until that time runs out and or the second gun is introduced, okay? That's the answer to that question. So my question to the Atlantic is, if somebody shows up and I cut a 90-second rampage down to a 20-second rampage, does that make me a bad boy? Does that make me a bad person? If I save lives by killing somebody, does that make me bad? You're trying to create fear where there is no fear. See, it's sort of like what Pastor Brent was just talking about, the apathy. They're trying to make out that everybody walks around in the United States in fear. Everybody walks around in the United States in their phone. Next time you're just seated somewhere. Next time you're waiting on food. Next time you're looking at magazines or something. Take a look around you. And hey, if you find somebody that's looking around fearful, take their picture and send it to me, because I would love to see one, because that means there's somebody out there that's aware. But you don't have to live in fear. I'm not saying that you should live in fear. What I'm saying is that most people simply don't care. This is why when there are mass shootings, the first thing you hear anybody say, he came out of nowhere. Nobody saw it coming. Yeah. You see that kind of thing coming if you know what to look for. And if we can cut something in half or cut something by a third or two-thirds or, three quarters or whatever, are those lives worth it, Atlantic? Is it worth that? You're going after the wrong thing. You're trying to create something where there is nothing. Your fear of an armed America out of, we know where you're from. You don't like guns? Fine. Stay where you are. You don't have them there. But you don't get to dictate to me what I do. That's your problem. That's a big problem for you. I know it is. It's a big problem. But there's an old saying that the sheep don't get to dictate to the sheepdogs what to do. You just stay in the middle there, munch, keep your head down, don't worry about nothing. Certainly don't worry about me. I got my own business to be concerned with. And, to a certain degree, a little bit of yours. You get the benefit of my existence. Then you're welcome. You're very welcome for that. The sheep. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cubed.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 400-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming out of Ammo Land. And if you haven't noticed, I've started putting the press releases for the show in Ammo Land, and I'd like to thank AmmoLand.com for taking them and publishing them. Thank you very much. Coming out of Ammo Land, this is from the movie American Sniper. The interpretation that Clint Eastwood had on the autobiographical book of the same name. This Wayne Kyle to his son Chris, who was not yet the American Sniper at the time. In the movie, he says, there are three types of people in this world, sheep, wolves, and sheepdogs. Some people prefer to believe that evil doesn't exist in this world, and if it ever darkened their doorstep, they wouldn't know how to protect themselves. Those are the sheep. Then you've got predators who use violence to prey on the weak. They're the wolves. And then there are those blessed with the gift of aggression and overpowering need to protect the flock. These men are the rare breed who live to confront the wolf. They are the sheepdog. That quote is loosely based upon an essay by Lieutenant Colonel David Grossman. Because it was not actually in the Chris Kyle autobiography. It was written into the script to give it a little bit of depth, you know. Now the movie has become a blockbuster, so it's sort of become a rallying point. And for those of you who walk around on a daily basis carrying a gun, to a very large degree, guess what? You are a sheepdog. You have taken it upon yourself, at the very least, to protect yourself, to be your own first responder. And you are far more likely to be a sheepdog than those who invest in the hope that the police will be there in time if something happens in front of them. You give them there's a benefit to them being around you that they're simply blithely unaware of, you know.
Is that actually a word, blithely? Blithely. They're blithely unaware of it. And for those who carry a heightened sense of responsibility to themselves and to their loved ones, and by extension, to those who are defenseless in the face of the wolves, you know, just and they're around this person, this type of person, when something happens, that makes you the sheepdog. And there's a little bit of that hid in all of us. But first thing first, wouldn't the world be better if there were more sheepdogs than sheep? Wouldn't it be, would there be an ISIS? Would there be an Al-Qaeda? Would the government be where it is today? But there's another question you have to ask yourself. Do you want anyone else to know that you are a sheepdog? If you're pro-Second Amendment, if you own a gun and if you carry concealed and you probably discuss things with your buddies and with your family about your decision to carry and your beliefs defending the Second Amendment, there are probably more people who know that you carry it than you might suspect. And this could be a problem in certain circumstances. Now, everybody who knows who I am knows I carry a gun everywhere I go. They know why I carry a gun. And there's people that don't like me that know I carry a gun. And this is where we start crossing over into the realm of this might not be such a good thing. It's nice of me, and it's nice of you, and it's nice of anybody to go around trying to educate the sheep who would have our Second Amendment rights suppressed by legislation. And truthfully, in the long haul, that's how you make some progress, some lasting progress. But do we need to turn the sheep into pro-gun people? All we have to do is get them to get over this fear of those of us who carry and make it a, I don't want to carry, but I don't care if you want to carry deal. And we still win that fight. There's only so far we can press our argument. But in a bad situation, I'm not so sure that I want the sheep to know that I am carrying a gun. If the sheep know you carry, are they going to be expecting a certain response out of you, given their only real experience is what they've seen on TV, or what they've come to believe is the way things are from the things they've read and what they've seen with the talking heads and everything else? Are the sheep going to feel threatened in situations where you are not? Do you want a fearful sheep to give up the fact that you're carrying a gun? Making a, you know, taking a what could have been a manageable situation and making it a little worse. Or worse yet, what if you say, what if you're like in a restaurant or a bank, or you walk in there and three guys decide to walk in behind you and rob the place? Maybe they tell everybody to get on the floor. Maybe they tell everyone that if anyone does something stupid, they're going to kill you. Maybe you've decided that the odds and logistics at this point are against you, and you decide to wait until the opportunity arises before making a move. If you're going to make any move at all, you're waiting for that moment. And then out of nowhere, someone who is one of the sheep, someone who's fearful of dying, points at you and tells the bad guys that you have a gun. What then? Their fear that you would pull, that you're going to pull your gun and get them all killed, now changes the situation in a very bad way. Now, where there was no gunfight, there may be a gunfight. Once upon a time, really, this is a true story, there was a few couples that are leaving a concert in Chicago, and several of them are staunch, very, very, very staunch anti-gun people. But they're aware, through many discussions, that one in their crowd carries for self-defense purposes. When they turn into a very large, fairly empty parking lot, They see several people of suspect intention standing around their car, which is now by itself in the corner of the lot. And now these sheep look to this one who they know carries a gun, and they want his gun banned, and they ask, do you have your gun on you? When a situation becomes menacing, when you hit the 11th hour, you become everyone's daddy. Everyone's ready to call you daddy. They're ready to hide behind you. This is not something that, you know, you or I should be proud of. And this is not something that we should gloat over. But this is something we should be aware of, because we may have to counter their actions. Because they're operating totally and completely in fear, which is irrational. They're not cold. They're not calculating. They're not looking at something saying, well, if he'll turn around just a little bit more, I can get my hand to my lower hip and come up and put it right between his shoulder blades. They're not thinking like that. They're thinking, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. So, for those of you that fall under that sheepdog category, as you go about and you operate day to day, stay safe. Stay safe. Be clandestine. As clandestine as you can be. And let that carrier responsibility that you're already practicing, just let it ooze forth. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 800-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. Excuse me. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. If you'll notice, I've got a little bit of a theme going here. Quite inadvertent, it just seemed to have worked out this way. And that theme seems to be that there's people that want, they're trying to gin up fear about you carrying a gun. And at the same time, as you're going about carrying a gun, you need to be aware that people do fear carrying a gun. Now we're going to look at where, you know, the failure of trying to turn an entire state into a bunch of sheep. This is an abject failure. Now, don't get me wrong. There's plenty of people like Progressive Democratic State Senator John Kafalas of Fort Collins, Colorado, who will try to tell you, as he puts on the happy face, that Colorado's most recent anti-gun laws, he'll make a totally contradicted by reality claim that they have been useful and effective in denying people who shouldn't have firearms. When the fact of the matter is that all of their laws that they put up have been demonstrably unenforceable. Failures. And that's, and this conclusion is not something that, I mean, you know, there's lots of people I know that share this conclusion. And in the newspaper in Colorado, the Coloradoan, noting the background check and requirements of magazine bans have turned out to be busts. They agree with what I have to say concerning that. Stephen Myers observed, I guess he's with the Coloradoan, 20 months into implementation, Colorado's controversial gun control laws are mostly unenforceable and have done little to nothing to attain bill's sponsors' goals, according to gun rights advocates and statewide data. That's because their goal was to make it hard for somebody that doesn't break the law to buy a gun, to own a gun, to move a gun, to have ammunition for a gun, to have ammunition storing devices for a gun. That's what their goal was. It has nothing to do with stopping crime. And I think if the sheep were to figure that out, that would go a long way to stopping gun control. In Colorado right now, prosecutions are statistically non-existent as far as anybody going up against these laws. And determined gun owners are flouting the law and satisfying their demand for standard capacity magazines in other states. Because in Colorado, when they passed the 15-round magazine mandate, they forgot to put the wall up around the entirety of Colorado, around the border, to where you can't drive into Wyoming, or you can't drive into Montana or Nebraska. They forgot to do that. That probably surprises a few useful Bloomberg idiots and some of the real reporters, if you will, the real authorized journalists, if you will, like the ones at NBC News, who characterize these bills as landmark. Thanks, God, Governor John Hickenlooper. Thanks for listening to Bloomberg and everybody else that brought the outside money to Colorado and shaped Colorado law. Thanks for not knowing what to do with your own state. Even while Hickenlooper was putting the ink in his pen to sign it, there were a bunch of sheriffs that were telling him, one, they had no intention of trying to enforce these stupid laws because this is going to take resources and priorities away from actual things that might be a problem. They never intended to do that. They also said it's unenforceable. Go ahead and throw him on hold real quick, and we will get to him if we can. Then there's this whole part about the private sales, where you voluntarily say, I want to sell a gun. Oh, I want to buy that gun. Let's us go to an FFL and we'll do it according to law. What if we don't? Who's going to catch us? That's a good question. Here, just give me the money. That's what's happening in Colorado. Let's go to the phones. Ben in Michigan. Yes, sir. Ben?
Hey, Bill.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
I can.
All right, I want to ask you a question, because I like you, Bill. I like you a lot, man. You're one of the few people I call into. I won't give anybody else any plug-ins, but you're one of the few people.
Okay? Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm in Michigan, St. Clair County. That's 60 miles north of Detroit. You can look it up, the Blue Water Bridge, okay?
Okay.
The Blue Water Bridge goes to Canada. It's one of the second most traffic bridge in size Windsor and Detroit anyway, but we got the tunnel too, okay? We had a police with our state police, which they shortened our police force down really small, did a town sweep. They had the state helicopter flying over. My internet was being knocked out all day that day. This was two Fridays ago. They moved state police in, Border Patrol, Homeland Security, and I've seen some U.S. Customs involved in this. And they called it clean the streets. Well, I live in a small town, Bill, and not a whole lot of streets to be cleaned here. But the operation reminded me of what they're taking place down south, but with the police department here. But I looked it up. It's being funded by the government. I called and asked them what was going on, and I told them, well, you know, you were just stopping people walking down the street. They stopped over 100 people just walking down the street and asked them for their ID in violation of their civil rights because nobody was committing no crime. They stopped over 200 people driving, only arrested one person for drunk driving.
But let me ask you a question on this. Where was the local government on this? Did they invite it? Did they stand by? Did they somebody tell them it doesn't matter what you want, we're doing, or they just stood by and let that happen?
The Border Patrol, because there's different things. There's Border Patrols and U.S. Customs. You know that, right?
Right.
Well, Border Patrol and U.S. Customs were involved. They were actually pulling people over, too. They were part of the operation. But there was no military, you know. But yet, it was pretty frightening. But here's the thing, though, Bill. Now, we keep having these Snook helicopters, the double-bladed ones.
Yeah.
They'll fly over my town. They'll do 7-8 loops around my town. And then they'll move over to the next town because I'm upstairs and I can look out and see them. And they'll do the exact same thing in the smaller town there. And then they'll fly off, and it's like a pattern now that they're doing, a repeat pattern.
Well, I mean, they don't read too much into that, Ben. They do that over my house in Easley, South Carolina, too. And that's simply because with some of these things, these guys, I mean, this is going to sound mundane, okay? But this is
I know exactly where you're going with the drugs and the gangbanging
No. This has nothing to do with drugs and gangbanging as far as these guys flying these birds around you. It has more to do with the fact that these guys make an additional stipend to being on pilot status, but they have to fly X amount of hours per month to make that money. So if you've got a National Guard base or Air Force Reserve or Army Reserve base or or a permanent party base around you. These guys are just going out there getting their qualification in so they can make their money.
See, that's the difference, though. See, though, I know because we do have Southfield Air Force Base down in Mount Clemens, and that's about 60 miles away from me. They go down the river out towards Lake Huron on the border.
Right.
Right on the border. They do their little thing that they always do, whether it's a jet, the big plane, or I've never seen the Snook helicopters. But so I know that they're training. I know that. This is totally different, something different. And I've been watching them. They've been at nighttime. The Snooks are landing in a small airport. I'm trying to get in there my camcorder, be able to see what they're doing in there, but it's fenced in. I don't want to get in trouble, you know.
I'm going to run out of time, but let me tell you something about anything you see. If you see a Chinook or a Blackhawk or a Huey or anything else, while some of these things may have some armor, some guns on them, they're transports. They have to land to do something. And then if they land to do something, now you've just dropped a whole bunch of people in the middle. You've got a whole bunch of cowboys in the middle of Indian territory. And once those cowboys run out of bullets, then they're just sort of out there, necks and a whole other thing. So don't worry too much about it. I'm very interested in what you said happened in your town, though. That is very interesting.
I want to call the police department because, you know, I'm trying to be an investigative reporter and report the news accurate as I can.
Well, check it, Ben. I'm about to flip it to the next hour. I got a guest coming up, okay?
All right, well, real quick, you told me that this is a funded program and it's going to keep going on throughout the summertime. Get used to my civil rights being violated.
Hey, that's interesting, too. You need to call back in tomorrow and give me some more details, okay?
I will, bro. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, sir. All right. Golly. First hour has been quite the happening time. Coming up next from the Firearms Coalition, Chris Knox. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.